This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A day after Afghanistan's first vice president, General Abdul Rashid Dostum, survived an assassination attempt, the Taliban said today the former warlord remains one of their prime targets. Government officials confirmed Dostum's convoy came under a Taliban attack Saturday evening in the northern Balkh province. One of his security guards was killed. Afghan police say Dostum had addressed a public gathering in the provincial capital of Mazar-e-Sharif hours before his convoy was hit. In his speech, the powerful ethnic Uzbek politician said if given the opportunity, he would eliminate the Taliban from northern Afghanistan in 6 months. Zuzana Kaputova will be Slovakia's first female leader after winning the second round of the Central European country's presidential election. She defeated Maro Sefcovic on Saturday. Kaputova is an environmental lawyer who backs gay rights. Her win runs counter to a European trend of electing populist anti-European Union politicians. Voters in Turkey are going to the polls today in critical municipal elections in which control of the country's main cities is at stake. Political analysts say the vote is a referendum on the popularity of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his Justice and Development Party. VOA's Dorian Jones in Istanbul says Erdogan's popularity is being undercut by economic conditions.
With the country facing soaring inflation and recession, even in Istanbul, Erdogan's once unassailable power base hangs in the balance after 20 years of unbroken rule. Opinion polls indicate the mayoral election in Istanbul is too close to call. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Polls are open in Ukraine for the first round of presidential balloting. Incumbent Petro Poroshenko is seeking re-election but has little support in the most recent poll. The surprise frontrunner in a field of 39 is Volodymyr Zelensky, who plays the part of a president in a TV comedy series. Notably missing from the field is any openly pro-Russian candidate. This is VOA News. The Rolling Stones have postponed a tour of the United States, explaining that Mick Jagger needs time for undisclosed medical treatment. Reuters correspondent Gavino Gray has a report.
The band on Saturday abruptly announced its decision to delay the tour, which it said was doctor's orders. A statement from the band read, Mick Jagger cannot go on tour at this time due to a needed, quote, medical treatment. No more details were provided about his condition. The singer lamented to his 1.6 million followers on Instagram, saying, I really hate letting you down like this.
That was Gavino Gray of Reuters reporting. The Stones' North American tour had been scheduled to run from April 20th until June 29th. U.S. President Donald Trump has moved to cut aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, the starting points for migrant caravans to the U.S. border. An aid cutoff needs congressional approval. Earlier this weekend, Mr. Trump threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border.
When you close the border, also you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we taking tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know, as well as I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it, if Mexico doesn't stop it.
Authorities in Mozambique say cholera cases among cyclone survivors have jumped dramatically. The government is counting on cholera vaccine deliveries to help stem the outbreak. Meanwhile, aid groups are trying to help Mozambicans get back to some semblance of normalcy. A tough task given the devastation left behind by Cyclone Idai. VOA's Brian Padden is in Mozambique.
I'm in Mozambique with a relief agency called Samaritan's Purse that is one of many organizations now that are trying to return Mozambique area back to basically its working level of poverty after the devastation of the cyclone that just ruin the infrastructure of the country. The major roads, buildings, hospitals are all gone. The electrical lines are down.
That was Brian Patton from VOA. North Korea has called for an investigation into a February raid on its embassy in Madrid when computers and data were stolen. In his first official comment on the incident, North Korea's foreign ministry says the raid was a grave terrorist attack, an illegal intrusion, and a flagrant violation of international law. It's believed the break-in was the work of a dissident group opposed to the regime of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. To keep up with all the day's news every day, you can go online to voanews.com. You can also use the VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.